This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. With New Year's Day tomorrow, many of us will be thinking about the coming year and wondering about the new horizons ahead. But before we talk about those new horizons, I'd like to talk about a very cool thing happening tomorrow with the old New Horizons. And by old New Horizons, I mean the New Horizons spacecraft that flew past Pluto back in 2015 and returned wonderful pictures and data. You may well have forgotten about this plucky little spacecraft, but it's still working, and tomorrow we'll do something almost unbelievably cool. You see, after it flew past Pluto, scientists at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder searched for something else to visit. Way, way out beyond Pluto is a vast cloud of stuff left over from when the solar system was formed. That debris, called the Kuiper Belt, has about 35,000 objects that are 60 miles or so across, and up to 100 million other smaller worlds. And the New Horizons is going to fly past one of them, named Ultima Thule, tomorrow. And what is Ultima Thule? We don't know yet. It appears to be a bit like a peanut with two large lobes, but after tomorrow, we'll know much more. But as the data are sent back, we'll learn volumes about the most distant things in the solar system, far out. If you'd like to take a closer look at any of the wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.